Zero Brightness Plus back. This is the second take. I just did the worst intro for an episode ever. So bad, you'll never hear it. It's deleted. It's gone. Today, something fun to talk about. This was something that we were going to do like a main episode on. And I kind of, you know, it just kind of fizzled out. Maybe Justin hears this and he's like, hey, fuck you. I still want to do that. And we'll do it. And that's fine. This doesn't replace it. But, you know, one topic I find very fascinating is all of the attempts to make Alone in the Dark a series. And all of these attempts are either sequels or reboots, and they all just fizzled super hard. And I find it very fascinating for a number of reasons. So I want to talk about it. Now, before we go on, I guess a warning, this might be loud, I don't know. It's getting hot, it's the summer, so I have a fan on. We're not into AC season yet. We are into Clovis season. Clovis. Talk. Talk to the people. There you go. Anyway, Alone in the Dark. Let's start there. So there is an episode of the main show about Alone in the Dark. I'm going to just assume a lot of you have heard it. In it, you can hear my kind of scorching hot take about Alone in the Dark, which is that it is a historically very, very important game, very formative work in the horror game genre and the survival horror genre, but also not a good game to return to. It simply has not held up. It is the most, like, it was cool at the time type of game ever. And I think the reasons why are fairly obvious. Alone in the Dark was very important for nailing a lot of the tropes and styles that would become very important in the survival horror genre. But, you know, in crafting that type of game, which was, you know, as we've talked about in that episode and other episodes, sort of a mix between 3D action adventure gaming and classic point and click adventure gaming. In crafting that, there's just a lot of stuff that they didn't nail. The basic mechanics of the game are pretty miserable to use. You know, the controls, the interactions, the way that you move around the mansion, it feels fucking horrible. And the biggest problem is that dealing with enemies and monsters is like game-breakingly bad. And I mean, I don't say this lightly because as I've talked about a lot recently, I actually think like first wave survival horror stuff is great, especially like the more polished side of it. So like I can go play the original Resident Evil, still have a great time. Doesn't feel clunky to me at all. You know, once you get down into the Z tier stuff, like Overblood or something, like that sucks, right? Like that doesn't feel good to return to. But like the marquee stuff, it's still cool. So with Alone in the Dark, it was kind of shocking to return to it and just see like how clunky it is and how hard to interface with it is. There's also a lot of basic stuff in the game that just doesn't feel figured out even by like the game's own metrics, you know? So like the narrative is really odd because originally it was just a text-based thing, and then later on, there's like a CD-ROM re-release that incorporates like voice. There aren't really like cutscenes or anything like that, but you know, you can see how the narrative kind of changed over time. And I think the inclusion of the voice acting and stuff like that, once again, it feels clunky. It doesn't feel totally like woven into the game. Things like the game's own aesthetic kind of like get in the way of gameplay. There's multiple sections that are really, really frustrating, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the point, I don't know. You can go listen to that episode if you want to hear my take on that game. I don't want to just shit on it because once again, it's a historically important work. It's a notable game. But it just hasn't held up that well. I mean, I just don't think it's the sort of thing that I would personally return to if you know, knowing that I had played it before, I wouldn't really return to it. I'm not really interested in making a bunch of content about it or like covering the series a lot because like, it's just like not very good to return to. I think that if you're into horror games, if you love survival horror, you should have played it at some point. I do believe that. So like, if you've never ever tried it, you know, get it for a dollar or free or something somewhere and boot it up and at least check it out. If you have played it though, it's just not one that's fun to return to. And I think that's notable because like, that's kind of what makes Resident Evil, the original Resident Evil game, I mean, like so special, is that it's the game that figured out a lot of this shit and standardized it and cleaned it up. And in doing so, they did such a good job that they made something that is actually very fun and satisfying to return to. It has held up over time. As we discussed recently, like, that's not going to be true for everyone, but if you're someone who was there, it definitely does. If you're someone who appreciates that gameplay style, even if you weren't there, it definitely holds up. And I just don't really feel the same about Alone in the Dark. I think the coolest thing about Alone in the Dark are the like minimal visuals and the, you know, cool 90s computer adventure game aesthetic. And you can soak that in by just like watching a video, you know, which to me, that's a very damning thing to say about a video game. It's like, if I can get most of the value from watching a video of it and not playing it, to me, that means that the game has like serious shortcomings. Now, Alone in the Dark, regardless of how I feel about it or how it's held up, it was a big deal at the time that it came out. And ever since then, it has, you know, continued to kind of be a big deal, but in a very strange way. It's like it's always hanging in the background of horror video gaming. We all know that it's the game that started survival horror, technically. And we all know that there is this legacy that demands some form of respect, but there just aren't a lot of great Alone in the Dark games out there to play and replay that make it as solid of like a series or a franchise when you compare it to other big horror series and franchises. Now, the reason I'm talking about this, the reason I thought to make this episode, is that this morning I saw that they're doing another Alone in the Dark reboot. Really weird. I saw it on like the Sony YouTube page. It was like recommended to me. And if you click through and look at Sony's YouTube page, it looks like it was part of that big showcase they did the other day, but it wasn't. It was just like the next thing they posted on their YouTube page. Really weird because like that showcase sucked ass and they showed so much like generic, mid, unimpressive garbage that the fact that they buried like this huge reboot of a well-known franchise that has like actual famous actors attached to it is kind of mind-boggling. And they showed like a lot in that video that they have up. Like there's gameplay, there's cinematics, there's interviews with the actors and musicians, and like they had a ton to work with. And the fact that they like showed that weird wonky Alan Wake 2 cinematic trailer where he looks like John Wick and they didn't show this is like, I don't know. It's kind of messed up to me. I don't know why they did that. But so before I talk about that and maybe like give some thoughts and impressions on that, which once again, you can go check out now. Interesting video if you're into horror games, if you're into Alone in the Dark. Before I talk about that, I want to talk about the series history a little bit because Alone in the Dark is technically a very long-running series full of video games and reboots. And so this new one is part of a tradition. I won't say a fine tradition, but a tradition of them trying to reboot the series to turn this into a blockbuster franchise. And it never seems to get off the ground. So let's talk about it. Let's maybe try and figure out why. So, okay, moving on from Alone in the Dark, we had Alone in the Dark 2. So Alone in the Dark 2 is the first time that you can see them trying to stretch the shape of this franchise and do something different with it. And the big idea they had was to make it more action oriented. So it has more combat, more action. However, the mechanics can't keep up with it. There's barely any changes mechanically from the first game. The whole thing feels insanely clunky and frustrating. Alone in the Dark 2 is a game I played once as a kid and tried, you know, maybe around the time we started the show to play it again, and I just couldn't believe how fucking awful it was. I mean, it's so funny how this series kind of like ultimately shows like all the pitfalls of like how you can fuck up a survival horror game and accidentally make something that's like super frustrating and bad throughout like the whole run of the series. But they got right to it with Alone in the Dark 2. There's also another sequel to form, you know, a sort of original trilogy of games that were all released in pretty quick succession after the original Alone in the Dark. That's, of course, Alone in the Dark 3. I don't know really what to say about Alone in the Dark 3. It's a little bit more like the first game in terms of the, like, you know, adventure gameplay, but its big hook was that it has this kind of wacky Western cowboy aesthetic. It's really strange. And, you know, I think with this original trilogy of games, I'm kind of breezing over it, I know, but I don't think Alone in the Dark 2 and 3 really merit that much discussion. And I think the big point that they make as a trilogy is that it kind of felt like nobody, even the original creators of Alone in the Dark, knew what to do with this series, or like really had a strong idea of where this particular genre and style was going to go. I mean, like Resident Evil comes out a few years after all this, right? Like the original game, I think, came out in 92, and then the sequels were in 93 and 94, and Resident Evil is like 96. By the time Resident Evil came out, it was like, oh shit, this is where this style is going. This is like a really fresh and interesting way to do this type of game. And knowing that, if you go back and play the sequels to Alone in the Dark, it was kind of like, all right, you guys did not have that vision and you really didn't know the direction that things were going to go in. But I think that's also noteworthy because that's kind of how I would describe the whole Alone in the Dark series. So, the original trilogy finishes out in 1994, shortly after the survival horror boom happens. We have this whole revolution in horror gaming. All this stuff is going on. And conspicuously absent is Alone in the Dark. There were no new games, there were no sequels, no nothing. It really was during that time, you know, let's say the mid to late 90s, kind of becoming a footnote in video gaming. Like, oh yeah, Alone in the Dark inspired all of this stuff. I would say that it had a similar stature to like Sweet Home, which was, you know, the Japanese only Famicom horror RPG that directly inspired the original Resident Evil. Like these were games that people knew about, like, oh, this was a big inspiration, blah, 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 but people weren't going in droves to check them out. And they were kind of just, yeah, backsliding into history, we might say. That is until the first attempt at a big Alone in the Dark reboot entitled Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare. Now, the internet says this game came out in 2001, which honestly shocked the hell out of me, because I remember this game coming out and I felt like it came out at least a couple years earlier than that. But also because maybe like a year ago or so, maybe a little more, I replayed a good chunk of this game, and Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare in 2001 would have been like insanely dated. And it's like kind of shocking. So I don't know, maybe the internet's wrong or maybe I'm misremembering or something, but like Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare is like a very 1995 ass video game. So, okay. Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare. The big idea with this game was that they were going to make a new Alone in the Dark game that was heavily inspired by this whole wave of, you know, mid to late 90s survival horror that the original game had inspired. But the inspiration that they took is like extremely, extremely goofy. So the first thing you see when you boot up Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare is like a really unhinged cutscene that kind of sets the tone for the game, which is, how do I describe this? It's kind of like mall goth intergenerational. So it's like very influenced by The Crow. The main character, who I believe is supposed to be Edward Carnby from the original game, he looks a lot like The Crow and he acts like The Crow. It's got this 90s high octane action movie feel to it. It's really absurd. It's really over the top. It's got the absolute dog shit voice acting you expect. It's got the totally like skin crawlingly cringy writing. I mean, all of that shit, right? So then you drop into the game and you actually start playing and you see that it's also got all of the mechanical stuff just straight from Resident Evil. It's got tank controls. It's got fixed camera angles. It's got inventory management. The problem here is that the people who made this game had the chutzpah to say, we can do it better. And so they kind of invented their own control scheme, combat style, everything that's very different from Resident Evil, despite, you know, being very similar in concept. And it is far, far worse. I mean, this is one of those games, one of many like Z-tier survival horror games where like the first time you encounter an enemy is fucking shocking. I mean, it is shocking, like how bad the combat is, how easy it is to die. And this is like an old school survival horror game, so death is heavily, heavily punished. Like, dying is bad. You do not want to die. You lose progress. It is very frustrating. But also frustrating are the terrible controls and terrible combat. This game is also like very, very obtuse. It has a very minimal UI and it has really weird controls. So like, this is definitely a game that, you know, presumably if you are going to go check this out, you're going to emulate it. You need to have like the manual or one of those game FAQs entries that has like the whole manual transcribed or something open while you play. Otherwise, you will not get anywhere in this game. But yeah, my more recent experience with Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, was exactly the same as my original experience with Alone in the Dark, New Nightmare, which is to say that like, I bought it, I played a couple hours of it, and I thought, this is fucking horrendous. I don't understand how anyone could enjoy this. The only like entertaining aspect of it is that it's so bad and weird and cringy. Like, that's really all there is to like enjoy about this game. I would say that if you are, you know, a big Gen 1 survival horror head, you know, you can play the PlayStation version and it feels like a game from 1997. If you kind of ignore the Alone in the Dark branding, it might kind of feel like a more obscure, you know, hidden gem of survival horror or something, but it truly is a dog shit game. It's really, really fucking bad. And yeah, I think like a lot of the reboots and attempts to keep the series going, it doesn't really have a solid or substantial connection to the original game. I mean, even as someone, like I said earlier, who doesn't like love the original game anymore, I think that it did have a very solid 90s adventure game feel. It had a nice atmosphere. It had that nice slow pace. The focus was on exploration and puzzle solving, not on combat. And so, to boot up this game and you fucking look like Chris Angel and you can dual wield pistols and shit, like, it just doesn't land to me. It doesn't land and it doesn't feel like it has anything to do with Alone in the Dark. So yeah, this one's a miss. It's very bad. And it led to another very long dry spell. Looks like it's always about 7 years. So 7 years between Alone in the Dark 3 and New Nightmare. And there would be 7 years before another attempt at a new Alone in the Dark reboot. So this one, the 2008 entry in the series, is just called Alone in the Dark. To let you know that this is definitively the Alone in the fucking Dark reboot, man. And I have to say this, there's a video of me playing this game, Alone in the Dark 2008, on the Patreon, if you're one of the higher tier patrons. And if you haven't watched it, I really suggest you go watch it, because this game is fucking unbelievable. Alone in the Dark 2008, in its own way, is a masterpiece of just like absolute insanity. It's also like literally how not to make a video game. I think on a technical level, it has to be one of the like top five worst fucking video games I've ever played in my life. But also I'm kind of obsessed with it. I really haven't gotten anywhere in this game, to be honest. Like, I've played a few hours of it and I just kept hitting walls and didn't know what to do. But like at the same time, I also once again think this game is like a masterpiece of like awful fucking games craft. Like, I don't know. This game is just insane. So Alone in the Dark 2008, it's a reboot, but it's kind of hard to tell in what ways it is a reboot. Like, what does this have to do with the original game? As far as I can tell, it's like nothing. It's literally just like a kind of generic seventh gen action horror game in terms of its setup. Like, you're another grizzled guy who looks like he could be a Silent Hill protag. You're in a world where there's like shadows or dark evil encroaching, and you have to stop the shadows, dark evil. Like, it's very fucking generic. But when you start it up, you see all of the game's big ideas. So number one is like very cinematic, which is something it shares with New Nightmare. I mean, New Nightmare with the like, you know, heavy emphasis on cutscenes and minimal UI and all the work that went into creating backgrounds and stuff felt like they're going for a cinematic feel. This one is straight up going for like Hollywood action movie. There's tons of cutscenes and barely interactive set pieces. Every 2 minutes, there's a new gameplay style and control scheme that they want you to try because they want everything to kind of be a mini game. It has that seventh gen like mini game vibe where like half the game is an interactive cutscene where you have to do something weird with a controller and the other half is like a normal video game. The other big idea they had here, and this is like honestly the funniest shit ever, is that like they wanted people to be able to play it however they wanted to play it in terms of the controls. So you can play it in first person with a normal first person control scheme, or you can play it in third person with tank controls. The tank controls are a wild move. And even more wild is the fact that toggling between the two views has completely different control schemes and layouts, and you frequently get forced into one or the other. So like if there's a cutscene, when it's over, you'll get forced back in the third person and you'd have to manually go back in the first person. So like this game has a fuck ton of buttons, and because of the weird perspective switching and like control remapping that happens, it's more or less impossible to figure out like how to actually fucking play this game, which is honestly like one of my favorite things about it. It is like truly a fucking mess. And it makes like the whole incredibly long intro sequence, like it's almost like Nier Automata style, where there's like an unskippable hour long intro where you like can't save anywhere. It's kind of like that. And it makes that whole sequence like absolutely fucking insane. Like, you're in a building that's on fire and exploding and falling apart, but like also you'll get stuck trying to figure out how to use a fire extinguisher, and you can just stand there for like 20 minutes fucking with a fire extinguisher. It's truly one of the most insane, broken, fucked up, garbage games ever made. The bummer about it now is that the most accessible version of it is on Steam, and that port is brutally bad. There's no controller support, and the keyboard mapping and controls are like impossible, like Steel Battalion levels of insanity. And the game frequently like glitches, crashes. I think it does actually, I should amend something I said earlier. I think it does have save anywhere, because I remember a few times saving and restarting the game because like some weird mini game would glitch out. Like, you're supposed to climb a rope and swing or something, and that would glitch out and I couldn't pass. So I'd have to save, turn the game off, reboot it, try again. It's that type of game, but it's almost kind of worth it because like the cutscenes are so fucking bad. It's once again, super over the top, bad action movie style, horrible acting, horrible graphics, just horrible everything. I mean, this game is such a pile. It's shocking, but it's also beautiful in just like how fucking terrible it is. And like, I do low-key kind of love it, but this game did not do well. It did not garner a good reputation. And yeah, it once again kind of killed the series and reaffirmed two things. Number one, the name Alone in the Dark just doesn't hold that much sway. I mean, in the sense that if you attach it to a dog shit game, people aren't just going to throw themselves at it like they might with a bigger, more well-respected franchise. The other thing that it reaffirmed is that nobody knows what the fuck to do with Alone in the Dark. Like, literally nobody knows what to do with this game. Despite the original being so important, having such a strong identity and gameplay style and everything, nobody knows what to do with Alone in the Dark. But that doesn't stop motherfuckers from trying. And like I said, as I learned this very morning, they're trying again. So let's talk about Alone in the Dark 2023. So, okay, this new attempt at an Alone in the Dark reboot. I would say in terms of attempts, it looks like the most solid one. It looks like there's a pretty good chance that this could be a decent game. It looks to me like a remake of the original game. You know, it stars the same characters, it has the same premise. However, it's been radically reimagined to have this kind of neo-noir vibe to it. You know, the original game was, I believe, set in the 20s. This one is also set in the 20s, but they're really playing up that setting with, like, you know, the way the mansion looks, the way the characters are dressed and they talk, the music. It's kind of got this Angelo Badalamenti, Twin Peaks, free jazz, neo-noir vibe to it. Like, they're really leaning into that aesthetic, which, number one, points. That's smart. I don't know why all the other remakes went ultra modern. Like, New Nightmare had that late 90s The Crow feel to it. 2008 had that kind of like very seventh gen action game Hollywood vibe to it. I don't know why either of them did that. This one smartly is leaning into the 1920s setting, style, and aesthetic. In terms of gameplay, it looks a lot like the Resident Evil remakes. This is kind of a funny little bit here. It's third person action adventure. The combat controls, everything looks to be like over the shoulder. There's firearms, there's throwable weapons, there's environmental cues and damage and things like that. It looks like, yeah, any of the Resident Evil remakes, RE2, RE3, RE4. Once again, that's not a bad idea. I mean, that was how they kind of reimagined and updated that gameplay style for the Resident Evil series. I don't see why it wouldn't work for Alone in the Dark. The other big thing that they highlighted in that trailer is that they got real Hollywood actors to play the main characters. And now, you know, normally I think that's a little goofy, and sure, it's goofy here too, but they also kind of cast a couple of bangers here. One of the leads is Jodie Comer from Killing Eve and a bunch of other shit. I mean, she's a fucking legend. She's the man. Like, she's one of the best actors out right now. Like, I fucking love her. So her being in this game is kind of like, oh shit, okay, that's cool. Like, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good, but it is neat and it's a little bit of a confidence boost. The other lead is, of course, David Harbour from America's favorite television show, The Stranger Things. I'm American, so I like Stranger Things, you know, so like that's cool too. He also just kind of looks like a video game character. So weirdly, his like 3D scan character that's in the game looks a lot like him, and that's kind of fun. Yeah, and I mean, you know, like I said, the trailer shows off a lot of cutscenes, a lot of story, shows off some gameplay, shows off, you know, kind of how the combat and the action is going to work. The enemies sort of look like generic shadow monsters, not super hyped on that, but like, it looks good. Like, I hesitantly say it actually looks pretty fucking good. Like, I'll definitely check out this game and play it. You know, at the very least just for the show, but even just for myself personally, like, I think it looks pretty good. I think they actually have a chance of doing like a decent Alone in the Dark game / Alone in the Dark reboot. And I think what I find exciting besides, I mean, Jodie Comer, who like rocks, what I find exciting is that it seems like they're not just doing the same thing again, right? Because like New Nightmare and 2008 both made the same mistake. They tried to do something, you know, quote unquote modern, ahistorical, and just kind of use the Alone in the Dark name to get off some kind of very subpar survival horror game. It seems like with this, they're actually going back to the source text and saying, hey, let's do a new modern updated version of this thing from the past. The original creator of Alone in the Dark is actually in the video. You know, it seems like he either, you know, gave them his blessing or he's involved in some way. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, and it's like this team is approaching it as like, what's the best way to update something like this? They're taking influence from Resident Evil. They're taking influence from, you know, all these big high profile remakes that are out now and just trying to make something that fits with the Alone in the Dark name, with the kind of spirit of the original game. So yeah, maybe good Alone in the Dark reboot on the way. Could it be finally after all these years? It would be a bit of a shock, but it would be kind of cool. I mean, right? We like that, right? I think could be cool.